The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The topic, boosters of exceeding grace. Boosters of exceeding grace. That is what we're going to be looking at tonight. I welcome you once again to the service, and I know God will bless you greatly in Jesus' name. I want you to know tonight that grace is essential for every believer, and grace can increase and grow. You can boost the level of grace available in your life and destiny. Psalm 68 verse 19 says that, bless God for daily loading us with benefit. Praise the Lord. And I said, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefit, even the God of our salvation. So God is daily, you know, blessing us, granting us access to grace. And tonight will not be an exception. In Jesus' name, God will release His grace upon us tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I would have liked us to read from the beginning to starting part, but I'll just quickly move to verse 7 to 9, then we also read verse 10. It's just Brother Paul professing and announcing, and about God's grace. In another word, he's making an expository of how he was helped by God and how he's been humble enough. Verse 7 said that, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, on and on like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Making emphasis about verse 7, it said, lest I should be exalted above measure. This is where Paul speaking in this particular verse. He refused to be overrated. I told you, if you want to have a full understanding of the story, you read from the beginning. But Brother Paul refused to be overrated, you know, in all his work. And I said he refused to be overrated, that will make his head to be bigger than his body. Praise the Lord. Which many of us have been victim of. You know, God has given us grace to do something, but we refuse to acknowledge the grace of God, and we allow people to overrate us, and we allow our head to be bigger than our body. Praise the Lord. But Paul refused to do that. He said, lest I should be exalted above measure. He refused to be overrated. Amen. So tonight, I'll be letting you to know how you can boost the grace of God in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So number one, boosters of exceeding grace is access to humility. Or you can just simply say humility. Amen. Amen. Just like we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. It says, lest I should be exalted above measure. This is humility, which I said that many of us have been victim of. We have allowed people to overrate us. We do not acknowledge the grace of God. We do not admit the grace of God. And because we do not admit it, there's no way we can grow. That shows pride. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you look at verse 9 of that chapter 12, it said, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My strength is made perfect in weakness. And if exceeding grace is your wish and prayer, humility is key. Tell your neighbor, say, humility is key. If you want grace upon your life to grow, to be boosted, humility is key. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5b, says, for God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Pastor Moshebi did an analogy the last Wednesday, communion service, and he cited an example. He gave a practical example where he called Brother Akin and Billionaire. and he was asking billionaire to come, and Brother Akin was resisting billionaire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is resistance. So you can imagine if a man could resist someone. I don't know if some of us have been to the beach. Now, there's a particular portion of Babish that always overflow, and it has destroyed a lot of things. And Julius Berger did something around that area. They had to do a barricade, high barricade like that. And there's no how the sea, there's no how it's rise. The barricade send it back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If some of us know what I'm talking about, you know. So you can imagine, if God resists the proud, it's just like you are trying to, you know, I wrote something down here. I said, pride makes you to be extravagant. Praise the Lord. Pride makes you to be extravagant. You know, you want to impress people. You want people to know that you have cash in your pocket. And so you start to spend extravagantly. You spend huge money on shoes and clothes. And maybe you don't even have the means, but you try all your best to make people, to impress people. So you spend much money. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is what pride does. Pride costs you a lot. But, you know, when you read the last verse, it said that he giveth grace to the humble. Grace to the humble means that things work out with ease. You don't have to impress somebody. You don't need to let people know that you are neat. So you need to spend money on clothes and shoes and like that. The one or two that you have, you are able to present it and to come out well. And the glory of God is shown all around you. And that is grace. Praise the Lord. A witness, I wanted to have a better understanding of humility in boosting grace. There was a time, very long time in Lagos, and there was a program at CBS. And then I loved going to programs, and I went to that program. And that program, many men of God were coming there. And part of those men of God is also Pastor Hie Adeboye. And I was there, and I got there very early because I want to see those men of God. And, you know, so, and I discovered something. When those men of God, several men of God, you see some men of God coming, as far back then, you see them coming with all these big jeeps. There's someone among those men of God that came with a limo. And I discovered that as they were coming in, though people saw it, and they saw the limo and the big jeep, and they waved at the jeep. This is Reverend this is Pastor this, and on like that. And we were waiting. We want to see as in our belief, that we want to see the real person. Praise the Lord. The person with grace. And the pastor here, Adeboye, came in, and we didn't know because he just came with one. I mean, you cannot even expect him to come with such a car. And he came in, because of the car, nobody noticed him, and he was already in. And he came out, somebody started saying, "Ah, that is Gio. And everybody started shouting. You know, everybody, the whole crowd, the whole population there started, everybody shouting. That is grace. Praise the Lord. And it's via humility. Praise the Lord. He didn't come with a limo or with a big jeep. He came by himself. And the grace made him to be celebrated. Hallelujah. Praise God. I also have here, I said, have you not noticed that most of the homonilians now, those homonilians, they end up not having a land of their own. Praise the Lord. Because you see them, because they are homonilians, they start selling land. They continue to sell land. I have a pastor, I won't call his name. He said, Pastor, he called me, he said, Pastor Wally, do you know I have a strategy that I use in getting land? I said, Pastor, tell me. And he said, you see, those omonile, they are not wise. They are foolish. You know, the pride in them does not allow them to know what they are doing. What I do is that I wait for them. I know that during Ileya festival, they will want to kill ram. They want to kill ram. And they like to celebrate their wedding big. You can see them. They might say that they are doing Nikai. And that Nikai, they might be, maybe it might be like 4, 5, 10 people at a time. So they always get prepared. So they spend a lot. Said, that is when I buy land. You know, all these foolish people, they come. When they need money, they will say that we have land to sell, and it is urgent. And they will come. Maybe a land that should go for, for example, a land that should go for 100,000, they will come. They'll say, ah, Pastor, can you, I mean, the land, though is 100,000, but just bring 80,000. And Pastor will say, okay, 80,000. Ah, me too, I don't have money. He knows that they are in need of money. And he said, wait for them. He will go and gather money. And wait for them. So he will say, ah, me too, I don't have money. And they will be begging him, okay, Elu le person, Eshasoye te person. You say, ah, Bubuye to allow me, all the money that I'm having with me is just 30,000. No? Say 30,000. Ah, Pastor, if you're about to think, 15, because money, 30,000. Say, do you agree or not? And they will say, okay, bring it. And that is how he has been buying land, acquiring land, praise the Lord. And you know, I mean, you can imagine, even presently in Lagos, you find that all the land have been sold, and you find that the omonile now are not in charge of the ile again. They don't have any land. They have, if they need to build, they have to buy from those people that are wise. Most of the time, you find them buying. Can you imagine a Yoruba buying land from an Igbo man in Lagos? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So humility is very key. Humility is very key for you, for you to boost your exceeding grace. Number two, boosters of exceeding grace. Access to knowledge. Access to knowledge. You multiply the grace of God upon your life through knowledge. Readers are leaders. This is a fact that we all know. Readers are leaders. And I also have it there. I said, the white man said, if you want to hide treasure from a black man, hid it in a book. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I don't think that is working now. Blacks are reading now. Is that not black? Some extent, blacks are. But the white man said, if you want to hide something from a black man, hide it in a book. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share a story with you. It's a story that you actually heard before. A rich man. Very rich man, he's very rich, and he decided not to make his riches known to his only child, because he wanted this child to be disciplined. Though he gave the child everything that the child needs in life, that's the basic thing in life, he made it available, but he did not allow extravagant. He did not allow foolish spending. And this man was stinkly rich. And this only child is mad at his parents, his father in court, that with all your riches, I do hear that you are very rich. I can even cite some of your bank accounts, and yet you are not allowing me to live large. Praise God. But all he is doing is to make the child to be disciplined. But this child did not know. And when he was about to die, part of the discipline is that, just like I said, that readers are leaders. He wants this child to inculcate the habit of reading. He wants him to inculcate the habit of reading. And he was about to die. And what it did was that the only key to his treasure, what he did, he hid it in a book. And when he hid it in that book, and he was about to die, he called upon his only child, and he said, This is what I have for you. I'm about to go, but I have this for you. He gave this child the book, and he gave up the ghost, and he died. And this child looked at the book, said, "Look at this foolish father. What will I use a book to do?" And he threw the book somewhere, like many of us would have done. You know, he threw the book somewhere, and he was languishing in poverty, as in, you know, like the Yoruba would say that, "Omoleran ton jegun," praise the Lord. And he was languishing in poverty for a very long year, and until he you know, the book is still his own, and just opening the book, and he stumbled on the key to treasure. And this is somebody that has suffered for so long. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, what am I trying to say is that knowledge gives room for more grace. When you read, you have access to grace. Amen. You need to be more knowledgeable about your placement in life and destiny. Amen. You need to be more knowledgeable in your place in life and destiny. The book of Romans chapter 6 verse 1 said something. Said, can you please help me to project Romans chapter 6? Said, "What shall we say? Then shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Shall we continue to be lazy and want the grace to abound?" You know, many of us don't want to read. We don't want to read. We don't want to exercise our brain. Grace doesn't jump on someone. Praise the Lord. Grace doesn't jump on someone. And I define grace here. I said grace is defined as divine assistance made available to Christians for their regeneration. Grace is divine assistance made available to Christians for their regeneration, for their hard work, for their salvation. Amen. Grace is not for a sinner. Grace is for a regenerated Christian, a saved Christian. So grace does not call for laziness. So you need to be knowledgeable. Praise the Lord. What differentiates you from another? What differentiates you as Brother Akin to maybe another Akin that is not a Christian? Not that he's actually a Christian, but he's not regenerated. He's not saved. It's grace. Praise the Lord. That is what differentiates Mr. Hay from Mr. B. Amen. Amen. And I said that what differentiates you for another is grace. And you can only make it valid. You can make the grace to be valid by 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. It says that study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you can make the grace to be valid when you make yourself knowledgeable, when you access knowledge. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, make the grace of God on your life valid. So get knowledge. You know, many of us have rubbished the grace. You know, the grace is sufficient, is available to all Christians. Like I said, but it will not jump on you. It's not that you can't expect, you don't know how to play instrument. You've not learned how to play the keyboard. And you are expecting grace to jump on you. And one day you just mount the keyboard and you start playing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you have some of brethren here that knows how to play keyboard, they will tell you that they've gone through rehearsals. They've gone through rigorous times, sleepless time. You know, some of them even initially don't want to learn it, but their parents said, "You must learn it by fire, by force." And you know, they give them all the support and everything like that, and then they themselves to encourage themselves, and now they are what they are. Praise the Lord. And they are enjoying God's grace. So God's grace is made valley via you accessing knowledge. Praise the Lord. Once again, tell your neighbor, say access knowledge. Amen. Number two booster of exceeding grace. Walking in the fear of God. Walking in the fear of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. The primary duty of man is to fear God, and this fear of God grants us access to grace. The more of the fear of God in our heart, the more the grace that heaven will release unto us. Every great, successful, and heaven-bound man of God enjoying God's grace that we salute, that we actually want to be like them. We salute the grace of God in their life. We actually cherish, you know, the anointing of God in their life is as a result of the fear of God. The Bishop Oyedepo, Pastor Adeboye that was celebrated is as a result of the fear of God. These people, these men of God, fear God. They fear God. Amen. Amen. The fear of God in the life of Joseph brought about his promotion. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 39. Genesis 39. Going to read from verse, let me read from verse 1 here. It says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, verse 1, yeah, to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hand of the Ishmaelite, which had, can you go to verse 2, please? And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptians, on. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Verse 4. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he put in his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not what he had, save the bread which he did eat, and Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after this thing that his master's wife cast eyes upon Joseph. Can you go to verse 9 now. He said, there is none greater in this house than I, neither had he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. And how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Praise the Lord. Somebody say fear of God. Joseph feared God. Joseph was in grace. Joseph enjoyed God's grace. You know, many of us we use wrongly the grace of God in our life. We abuse the grace of God. Joseph found himself in the same shoe, but he didn't abuse the grace because he feared God. He would have taken the, as you in quotes, as we, many of us would say, the advantage that is actually given to him, but he feared God. And when you also read verse, the same Genesis chapter 42, verse 18, you know, when you read from the beginning, but I'm going to make emphasis on verse 18. He said, this do I and live, for I fear God. You know, when his brothers, they came, there was no food in Israel, and they had to come to Egypt where Joseph had become a prime minister. And you know, Joseph had been helped already, and he would have misbehaved. He would have abused God's grace. Because his brother has actually done him bad. They've done wrong to him, but he didn't do that. Praise the Lord. You know, the fact that he has become the prime minister, he could jail his brothers and just asked them to take them to firing, that they wanted to kill him. These people wanted to kill me, and I have the sword now. I think I should kill every one of them. Praise the Lord. But he didn't do that because he feared God. Praise the Lord. So if you want to boost grace upon your life, you need to walk in the fear of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number four, booster of exceeding grace, spiritual labor. Spiritual labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. Said, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. This is Paul. Praise the Lord. We all know how Paul labored. He wrote several books of the Bible. You know, someone that is lazy wouldn't have done that. Someone that is lazy is not easy to write. If you ask writers in the house, teachers in the house, you know, to write lesson notes. Oh, it's not easy. But Paul wrote all this book. This shows that he actually labored. One of the boosters of exceeding grace is spiritual labor. Apostle Paul was a man that labored more abundantly than all the others. Amen. Now, I want us to look at what labor is. The dictionary meaning of labor is physical or mental exertion, especially when the work is difficult. So it could be physical, it could be mental. It's physical, it is when, you know, when you see people going through, some rigorous work, like for example, those that dig gutters well, or probably those in construction company, they have to deal with every tool. You see them sweating, you know, before you could move a machinery or probably use shovel to dig. It's true labor. This is physical labor, and there's another which is mental labor. And I tell you that sometimes this mental labor is more than the physical labor, and that is why you see that. Have you asked yourself why is it that the governor hand more than the professors? Praise the Lord. Okay, no, don't let me use it that way. That the governor hand more than other civil servant. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it actually requires a lot of brain work. Praise the Lord. Mental work. Amen. Though you might not agree with me that our governors might not be working now, you know, you understand. So, but in the dictionary meaning, amen. So labor is physical or mental assertion, especially when the work is difficult. It is physical or mental effort directed towards an accomplishment. As a believer, our major labor is in the world. Amen. As a believer, our major labor is in the world. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. So laboring in the world is a major factor for the growth of grace. Amen. If you want to grow in grace, then your spiritual labor must be fervent, must be on point. Praise the Lord. You must be ready to labor in word. Praise God. You know, many times we've heard from the pulpit, and pastor says, I read 12 chapters. I read every day. I read 10 chapters. Sometimes I read 15 chapters. You don't have to be intimidated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Grace are in different level. Maybe your grace is one chapter for now. Please do read one chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. And those that are already in 10 chapters, please don't stop in 10 chapters. Please, for the grace to grow, go to 20 chapters. Hallelujah. Amen. Number five, booster of exceeding grace, diligence. diligence. Can we just quickly run through those boosters of grace that we've actually heard from the beginning, from number one? Can you please remind me? Number one, booster of exceeding grace. Access to humility. Number two, access to knowledge. Number three, walking in the fear of God. And number four, spiritual labor. Number five, diligence. Diligence. The diligence means hard work. Diligence means hard work. It means showing steady effort in whatever you are doing. Showing steady effort. I'd like us to look at this definition. Showing steady effort. You know, there are times that you know, we've picked a book we actually love to read. We pick the book and we are still in chapter 1 in 3 months. Praise God. How many do I have a witness in the house? Pick the book and you've been on chapter 1 for many months. Many of us have been, we've been in the same, scenario. I also. There's a particular book I picked, and just this morning, and somebody was asking me, do you still want to read this book, or I should go ahead and read it? And I said, okay, maybe you can just go ahead and read it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, diligence is showing steady effort in whatever you are doing. A lazy man cannot manifest grace at all. A lazy man cannot manifest grace at all. A life of diligence attracts the grace of God easily. A lazy man cannot access God's grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. We read it earlier. Apostle Paul makes it clear that the grace of God is not for a slothful person at all. The grace of God is not for a slothful person. The grace of God is not for a lazy man. Amen. The grace of God is not for lazy man. The grace of God enables us to labor more than others, thereby launching us to the realm of the supernatural. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Some of us might be, you know, early achievers. I know we have a lot of early achievers in the house, or probably some of us that are A students, distinction students. I know we have them in this house. But when you are opportune to interview A student and distinction student, and they will tell you something about diligence, consistency, praise the Lord. You know, most of the time, it's not that we are not laboring. We are actually laboring, but we are not consistent. We are not diligent. You know. You like give an example. You picked a book, and you are in one chapter for many months. How can you actually, get the full gist about the book? How can you actually get the benefits from that book? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You picked a job. You picked a job. You just saw one or two challenges and you said, I'm backing out. Praise the Lord. And this is the same job, the same business that people have actually succeeded doing. But just because you started it, you know, maybe you saw the success of someone that is diligent and you are forced to go into that business, and you went into it and you've not even stayed, you've not experienced more than one or two challenges, you are backing out. Praise the Lord. There's no how you can enjoy God's grace. So for you to enjoy God's grace in anything that you are doing, you need to be diligent. Tell your neighbor, say, I need to be diligent. Somebody is not talking. Say, I need to be diligent. And I pray that God will grant you the grace to be diligent in Jesus' name. Now, Noah was a carrier of the grace of God. When you read Genesis chapter 7, verse 6, even at age 600 years, he still built a three-story ark. Amen. And one more, I would like us to look at the background. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. You know, Genesis chapter 6, and I'll make emphasis on 8. And but before that, verse 8, you know, God was tired of man. God was mad at man because man has gone haywire, and God wanted to destroy man. And verse 8 said, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He wanted to destroy man, but you know, Noah was sure an exemplary life, was exempted because of grace. Praise the Lord. He was exempted for his diligence. You know, he wouldn't at 600 years, imagine how shrinked he would have been. And he still took up the assignment that God gave to him. He still took up the job. Somebody is smiling. How can someone be 600 years? I think that is how it is then. People live longer then. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wish we could be living up to 600 years now. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to access God's grace too, you must be diligent. Diligence gives God's grace full expression in our life. Diligence gives grace full expression in our life. Amen. Number 6. Boosters of exceeding grace. Be a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word. Living the word increases the grace of God in our life. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. I'd like us to read Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. It said that, therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This just jumped into my mind. It rained some weeks back here in church here, but I want to, the one that just dropped into my mind was what happened at home. You know, it was about to rain and the breeze was so heavy, and it was as if the roof is going to go off. Immediately, as the rain was just, the breeze was so heavy, what came to my mind is the cost of roof. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the next thing, I said, okay, what is the next line of action? I said, I need to start. Well, first of all, as the breeze was so heavy, I was thinking that, am I going to hold the roof? I don't know. And the next thing was, I started praying, speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So, doing the word of God is likened to building a house on a rock. And when you look at the other part of the verse said that during storm, during problems, you know, because the house is on the rock, such a house is preserved. Praise the Lord. Such a house is exempted from every other house. Amen. As a result of being a doer of the word. And said in the other part, said that those that build their house on the sand. Amen. Those that build their those are the ones that do not study, that are not a doer of the word. They hear the world, just like we're saying now, they hear the world, but they don't do it. So their house is like being built on the sand, that when breeze comes and when there is thunderstorm, they have the same, they have the same thinking that, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm reading our mind, praise God, amen. It is wisdom to be a practitioner of all you have seen and heard from the word of God. James chapter 1 verse 22, be ye doer of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Be ye doer of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. So you have to be practitioner of the world. You must not be listener, as in being a listener alone is very dangerous, but you have to be a practitioner. You have to practice what you have learned, what you have heard. Amen. I pray that God Almighty will give somebody the grace to be a practitioner of the world in Jesus' name. I pray for you tonight that God Almighty will not make you a listener, but you will be a doer in the name of Jesus. I say you will not be a hearer alone, but you will be a doer of God's word in the mighty name of Jesus. It is in the doing that we get benefit. Amen. It is in the doing of the word that we get benefit. We don't get any benefit from hearing alone. Amen. You know, just like an house is not built by you. Pastor Vinicius said this. He said that if you want to build a house, that you should get a chip of sand. Amen. Hallelujah. But that house is not yet built without chip of sand. You know, the fact that you drop one chip of sand does not mean that you should go and sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So you have to be a practitioner of God's word. So don't just get a chip of sand and you go to sleep. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number six, booster of exceeding grace. Be committed to kingdom stewardship. Be committed to kingdom stewardship. When you are committed to kingdom service, you attract God's grace. When you are committed to kingdom service, you attract God's grace. As you continue to add value to God's kingdom, He adds value to your own life too. A senior colleague told me, though he's a Christian, but I know he's not a Christian. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's actually my boss. And there was a day he asked me to do something, and he has already said it. And later he came back, he knew that, and he said, I don't know how I can make you to understand. I know that you will not do this thing. I know that you will not do it. He knows that what he has actually said is wrong. And you know that I will not do it. And he said something that struck my mind. He said, if you want more from God, you have to give more. He said it. I didn't ponder on it. Then later, I pondered on it more. I said, God has actually spoken through this man. Praise the Lord. He said, if you want more from God, you have to give more. And though he was referring to, we were actually deliberating on something, and it's just like the office wants us to give more, and the office is not giving more. Now he said, how can they get more when they've not given more? He said, even God himself, before he gives more, you must have given more. Before he gives more. Praise the Lord. So, if you want more, you have to give more. If you are coveting the grace upon Mr. A, Mr. B, then you need to do more. You have to ask them, what is the more that you have actually put into investment so that I can also put my own more? Praise the Lord. But you cannot escape that more. If you want more, you need to give more. Praise the Lord. Do you understand? If you desire more of God's grace, you need to be a kingdom steward working for God in different capacities. in different capacities. So you can work from home, you can work anywhere for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Just make sure that you are not idle. You are working. Amen. And I pray that God Almighty will bless you more in the name of Jesus. As you want more, God will give you more in the name of Jesus. Number 8, booster of exceeding grace. Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Media, please. Say, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. You need the enabling power of the Holy Ghost to access more. To access more of God's grace. You need the enabling power of the Holy Ghost to access more of God's grace. And I'll say in this service gathering tonight, and in case you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, today is your day. Amen. You didn't hear me. I said, in case you've not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, today is your day. Say, today is my day. I will catch the fire. Say, today is my day. I will catch the fire. So, when it is time, we're going to do that. Someone is going to catch fire tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Number 9. Associate correctly, booster of exceeding grace. Associate correctly. To grow in grace, associate correctly. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Let's open the Bible to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. Say, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Always keep company with people who have evidence of God's grace upon their life. Amen. People that have evidence, though they might not be many. Many of us, I won't use the word foolish now, unwise friends. We have many unwise friends, but you can just try your best to pick that wise one. Praise the Lord. One is enough. Praise the Lord. For you to be wise, one wise man is enough. All you just need to do is to associate correctly. Amen. Those unwise people around us, try to give them space. Praise the Lord. You know, they've been shocking me and you, you know, that we've not been able to see. I mean, our clarity is not clear enough. And we can't move forward. We can't make advancement in life. So we have to give distance to all these unwise people. Just as the scripture has said, that if that's going to be wise, you must walk with the wise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You must be deliberate about the company you keep. You must be deliberate, because if you are not deliberate, you are, there are tendencies that this unwise one shock you. You know, like I said, the wise ones are not much. Praise God. Hallelujah. So disconnect from those who do not add value for your grace. Those who do not add value to your grace. Those who do not cherish, those who do not value God's grace in your life. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 said, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his frame. Praise the Lord. Iron sharpeneth iron. So you can become your dream. You can become the vision that you have received by you associating rightly, associating correctly. If you continue, you cannot be doing the same thing the same way and you want a different result. Praise God. Now that is the dilemma that we found ourselves. We have been doing things the same way just because, like, because we grew up together. We went to primary school together. From primary school, we found ourselves in secondary school, and we've enjoyed the association, though the association is unwise. You know, they are not sharpening us, and now we are in the university. We still call ourselves, we WhatsApp, we do everything. You know, we are still connected. Praise the Lord, but they are just making us to move in circles. We are not making headway at all. We are not making any advancement at all. So we cannot be doing the same thing the same way, and we want a different result. So if you want a different result, then you need to be deliberate about your friends, about the people you associate with. And I pray tonight that God Almighty will grant you the grace to pick your friends and to associate correctly and wisely in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask and God, and I pray for you tonight in the name of Jesus, that God Almighty will grant you the grace to associate correctly in the mighty name of Jesus. The association that will bring advancement to your life, that will add to your life positively, God Almighty will grant unto you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, I know that this world that we've heard, somebody wanted to enjoy, wanted the exceeding grace, the grace that God has actually...
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.